This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Poll workers, clerks, and the people who oversee Colorado's elections are receiving death threats against themselves and their families. Republican County Clerk Matt Crane is the head of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
We're in this situation right now for two reasons. One, because of a lie, of a stolen election, which absolutely is a lie. The second, and probably as big a reason, is a failure of leadership for people who know the truth to stand up and speak the truth. And if we can't rely on our elected officials and our leaders to be able to do that, then we're in far more trouble than just in the election space.
Ballots for the November election go in the mail to voters this week. Meanwhile, the state's largest public transit agency plans to offer free rides to help people cast their votes. RTD trains and buses will be free for everyone next Friday, which is normally known as National Vote Early Day. Rides will also be free on November 8th for Election Day itself. All Colorado counties must open their ballot drop boxes and vote centers by Monday. Prospective college students can apply to any of the state's public universities and colleges for free through Thursday. Last year's free application days drew nearly 63,000 applicants. 45% of those applicants were people of color, and more than a third were first-generation college students. Everyone applying to colleges is encouraged to fill out the FAFSA application so they can access federal financial aid. Right now in Denver, it's 67 degrees and fair. Expect highs in the upper 70s for the rest of the week in the Mile High City. In Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees and clear. And in Boulder, it's 68. This is CPR News.